1, 2, 1.
It's time for the Better Horses Radio Show with Ernie Rodina. Saddle up and ride as we explore the Western way of life, horses and cows, family and friends, a relationship with the land, and a relationship with God. It's all here on Better Horses Radio. Now let's hit the trail with Ernie and his co-host, Don Dawson.
Whoa. Hey, don't touch that dog, folks. It is time to get around and talk horses. Hey, everybody, I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ron McDaniel.
And I'm Don Dawson.
Welcome to the Better Horses Radio Show. How are you guys doing?
Oh, wow. We're doing great, Ernie. We were just talking. You know where I was last week. Cheyenne Frontier Days.
And the first time you've been there?
No, I've been there several times, but I could go every year and it'd still be like the first time. I just love it.
Well, I bet that was, you had good weather too, didn't you?
Had good weather. And you know what? I'm sure a lot of folks were disappointed who didn't win the Buy a Radio Host Breakfast contest that we held. But not everybody can be a winner on something like that.
That's right.
You know, nobody was a winner because we didn't have anybody enter that contest. But I bet you got your breakfast taken care of, didn't you, Ron?
I'll never go without eating breakfast. But I bet Dawn is just so glad that that rodeo is over. So I'll quit talking about that contest that we had. It's over. So don't send in any interest. You missed your chance.
You did. Glad to have you back, Ron.
Yeah, thanks, Ernie. Good to always be here on Better Horses.
Hey, you know, we got to get this show started off just right, like we do every week. And we've got Pastor Steve Stafford with us today. Hey, Steve, you with us today?
Hey, I'm here, kids. It's good to be with you once again.
It's always good to have you, Steve Stafford. And we love having your inspiration every week. You got to do it for us again this week.
Well, let's get this thing going. Hey, folks, it's always good to be with you, too. You know what? You're not going to believe what has happened here in Northeast Oklahoma. It rained. First time we've seen measurable rain since the end of May, some 8 weeks ago. And with that rain came cooler temperatures. First time since I don't know when it was double-digit temps instead of triple-digit numbers. The land was dry and thirsty. The grass was dry and burned by the sun and the heat. You know, sometimes we can get like that in life. Life can be extreme at times. One day everything is green and lush. The next is dry and exhausting. And sometimes the trials of life can come over us like a prairie fire across the plains. But God says that He is with us and will protect us. Listen to what God told the prophet Isaiah. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they'll not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, your Savior. Listen, friends, God does not lie. He does not exaggerate. He tells the truth because He is truth. And it is He that will sustain us in the drought of life. It is He that will protect us from the hardship of life. That's His promise, and I believe Him. Hey, this is Steve Stafford, and I am the pastor at Risen Ranch Cowboy Church and a very proud member of the Better Horses family.
Thank you, Pastor Steve. You must have done the right prayer for your hometown versus Kansas.
I'm telling you what, Risen Ranch Cowboy Church has been praying for rain, and we got 4 days of it. We couldn't be more happy, I can promise you.
Awesome. That's great news. Well, thanks so much for doing the inspiration. We sure love it.
Thanks, Don. It's good to be with you guys all the time.
Boy, I tell you what, I just always appreciate the fact that Pastor Steve can bring us something from the word that we can apply. So it's always so good to start the show off with him, isn't it, Dawn?
It is. And we always love having him. He is off this week doing his big cowboy camp, kids camp out in Colorado. So we are hoping he's enjoying that cool weather as well. So
really good.
Hey, Ernie, you know what time it is?
Yeah, I do. It's our time for our Kansas State University Veterinarian Health Tip of the Week. And so glad to have him. I think we got her. It is. We got Dr. Lori Beard on this week, and she'll be talking about colic.
She will be. It's a good one. So let's go do it.
Hello, friends. Ernie Rodina with the Better Horses Radio Show, here with our weekly KSU Veterinary and Health Center Equine Tip of the Week. And we've got Dr. Lori Beard with us. And Doc, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show.
Glad to be here.
This subject we'd like to cover is just, we just hate to say it because it's everybody's fear, and that is colic. And there's so many things that can cause colic, and maybe you can kind of touch on it, some maybe some signs that we look for with colic, and when's the proper time to get the vet, your vet in touch with what would need to be done along with the veterinary health center.
Yeah, so colic just means abdominal pain, and the signs can range from just not wanting to eat to a horse that's down, rolling, thrashing, you can't keep the horse up. So there are, I kind of define them as mild, moderate, and severe. So certainly the severity of pain is going to dictate, gosh, how soon do I need to get a veterinarian out here? No question, degree of pain is really important to assess.
When do you think, when should a person call their, first of all, their local vet? Get them on call right at first?
There is no harm at all just reaching out to your veterinarian. You've got a horse that's maybe not eating, and you want to talk to your veterinarian, just actually sometimes talking on the phone, maybe it doesn't immediately need a veterinarian to look at that horse, but I would always say getting in touch with your veterinarian, if there's ever a question, that's the first thing you should do.
When do you normally tell the client to get that horse in the trailer and get him up here now?
Yeah. Or are we going to go out there? So number one, how severe is the pain? Number two, how long has it been going on? There's an old famous saying that you should never let the sun set twice on a colic. And whether that be, gosh, I need to get the veterinarian out, or sometimes even a more aggressive treatment, but certainly duration would be an important thing. The other thing, there's a lot of owners that have their own Banamine and may self-medicate their own horses. And so if I hear that there's a horse, and usually Banamine, one dose should last 12 hours. If I hear there's somebody giving their horse three doses of Banamine in 12 hours, that's a sign to me that that horse is probably significantly painful and it needs to be seen now.
Good tips on that. So that's a good to understand. And I think, I don't think you can ever go wrong calling your vet too early.
No, never. And we would rather hear about it early rather than later. The earlier you can intervene, things can get turned around much, much better.
And we heard this before from your university that we're so much better in handling colic today than we were 10 years ago.
Yes, I think that's certainly true. The other thing we deal with this time of year, we're coming into winter. Horses aren't out on green grass. They're getting more hay. Maybe they're not drinking as well. So we see a lot more impaction colics this time of year. And again, treating an impaction earlier rather than later can make a difference in outcome.
Well, I know that you always feel good when you got a horse maybe with a discomfort in their stomach and you see that horse have a bowel movement. You always feel a little bit better when you see that. So we appreciate all what Kansas State University does. And I would urge our listeners, don't hesitate to reach out to them. They're great partners to have. And work with your local vet and work with Kansas State University. And we appreciate all you do, Dr. Beard, and your team.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Boy, what a great partnership that's been with the Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center, with folks like Dr. Lori Beard, Chris Blevin, and so many other equine veterinarians that are there for the Midwest horse owner.
I want to remind them that they want to work with their local vet along with K-State, and that puts you a heck of a team together, Ron.
Yeah, they really do. And that's what they encourage, is they want to support your local veterinarian. And boy, what a great resource they are for us.
Really good.
That's the truth. And we've got some great sponsors. We've got some local ones we hit on, like Brummel Farm Service down in Garnett, Kansas, Premier Farm and Home in Topeka, and Woodard Mercantile in Eureka, Mays, and Andover. Great, great facilities that have the Purina products. But you know what? I know there's a Purina dealer around you that supports your events as well. So go to purinamills.com. Put in your zip code and find your local expert dealer and tell thank you for supporting your local equine events.
We love how they're involved. Seen a lot of checkerboards at the rodeo there last week.
There was a lot, wasn't there, Ron?
Yeah, there sure was. It's just, they support the horse industry, whatever it might be and wherever it might be taking place.
They sure do. PurinaMills.com is awesome. Somebody asked me if I wanted to change my horse feed because Purina's kind of going up in price with everything that's going on. I said, no, Absolutely not. I will not go to a cheaper feed, even though it's a little bit higher right now.
Thank you, Don. Yeah, I'd say a little bit, putting it lightly. But everything's higher right now.
That's the truth. That is the truth. So, well, you guys, we probably better take a break.
Sounds good.
This is Better Horses Radio. Stay with us.
No matter what discipline of riding you do, training, showing, and everyday stress is hard on your horse's legs. Dekra Veterinary Products is a leading lameness company that brought you OsFos. OsFos is a clodronate injection and intramuscular bisphosphonate to help control the clinical signs of navicular syndrome in horses 4 years and older. Ask your veterinarian if OsFos is right for your horse. Dekra Veterinary Products is a proud sponsor of The American.
Stay cooler this summer by entering Merck Animal Health's Sizzling Summer Sweepstakes for a chance to win an Arctic Summer Cooler. This soft pack cooler from Arctic is lightweight and durable. Take it anywhere, from a camping trip to the horse show. The cooler is leak proof and insulated to keep your drinks cold for up to 24 hours. Enter before August 31st, 2022 by going to merck-animal-health-equine.com/summer-sweepstakes. Again, that's merck-animal-health-equine.com/summer-sweepstakes.
We're here for the hardworking, the resilient. We're for the people who measure their days by what needs to get done, not by hours. Where kids learn responsibility at a young age and generations work side by side. Where work doesn't pause for holidays or bad weather. It just gets harder. Where value and hard work means more than the clothes you wear. We're Kleinschmidt's Western Store. Higginsville, Missouri.
Routine dental examination and treatments are essential for high-quality horse care. To prevent potential problems, a horse's mouth should be examined at least once a year. I'm Dr. Chris Blevins, Equine Field Service Veterinarian at Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center. We can examine the mouth and provide a treatment plan to meet the needs of each client and their horse. Visit us at ksvhc.org, the Veterinary Health Center, to discover, to teach, to heal.
Welcome back to Better Horses. I'm Katie Starr, co-host of Beyond the Barn, brought to you by Stanley Premium Western Forage, coming from Eden, Idaho. I have a great segment I'd like to share with you today. I had the opportunity to chat with Dr. Tanya Cubitt, who has a PhD in equine nutrition and reproduction, about feeding senior horses.
So Dr. Cubitt, first and foremost, we can't even have this conversation before we define what a senior horse or old age is in horses.
And that is a fantastic place to start. And I think it's a place where a lot of us get confused. We kind of have this stereotypic idea that once the horse becomes 20, he's now considered old and he needs a senior feed or needs to be treated like a senior. And for me, what a senior horse is nutritionally is a horse that has poor dentition and can no longer chew long stem hay. That is a senior horse. And that horse then can't eat typical long stem hay and needs to get all their fiber requirements in from a pelleted or cubed form or be on a senior type feed that's going to give them a high fiber content. The old age, you know, we might have horses that are older in age, could be 15, could be 20, but that really depends on kind of their, whether they're geriatric or not. Maybe they can still chew, but they have arthritis in the neck, and so they're not able to reach the ground as much. So I really just kind of use the nutritionally senior categorization as poor dentition.
What is the most common nutritional problem you see in senior horses?
That is an interesting one. And I don't think it's a nutritional problem that is the fault of the horse. I would say the biggest problem I see in our senior horses is that people don't feed them enough fiber. So if we have that true definition of a senior horse, so he's got poor dentition and we're no longer able to give him long stem hay, we've drilled into people that, you know, you can only feed your horse a certain amount of feed in a single meal. So they end up limiting They look at the pelleted or cubed forage that they're feeding as part of the grain of the horse's diet, and they don't feed enough. So I don't think it's really a nutritional problem. It's a management problem that stems from people in that they don't feed their senior horses enough fiber.
That's really interesting. I think I have some more that I want to talk about going into that point a little bit later, but that's a good one that I think is quite common too, that we've seen and things that we have heard.
Yeah. I think the classic nutritional things are just, you know, older horses tend to lose weight. They lose muscle top line. So they're probably the most common senior issues is losing weight and losing top line.
Right. Okay. And then are senior horses, are they more prone to any nutritional diseases besides what you just talked about?
I won't say nutritional diseases per se, just diseases in general, that older horses' immune function is starting to wane and decrease. So they are more likely to develop a cough, different diseases, sicknesses than an average aged horse.
I read somewhere that older horses are more prone to Cushing's. Is there truth to that?
So yes, older horses are more likely, or Cushing's, the correct term being PPID or pituitary pars intermedia dysfunction, which is a tumor on the brain. And the longer you live, whether you're a person or a dog or a horse, the more diseases that you may be able to develop. And we certainly have become much, much better at prolonging the lives of our horses. So these older horses do seem to develop more issues. And it's not because old horses get these issues. It's because they've lived so long, they're going to get something.
Yeah, but
Yes, PPID or Cushing's is definitely more typical in older horses.
Okay.
But not uncommon for young horses.
Okay.
As well.
And then this is kind of like a part one and two question, but what forage type is recommended for senior horses that might happen to be overweight?
See, this is a great one because a senior horse that's overweight fits into the category for me of he might be aged, but he's not nutritionally mm-hmm. senior. If he's fat, then I guarantee you doesn't have anything wrong with his teeth, so he can eat anything that any other horse with good teeth can eat. So he should be eating a ration balancer, and he should be eating, you know, a lesser nutritional value forage, something like the teff, not as high in calories or protein or nutrients, low in sugars and starches. But that is a prime example of where somebody can get really caught up in the fact that their horse is 23, so he needs to eat a senior feed, but he's also overweight because he's got great teeth, and so he doesn't need the senior feed because he's not nutritionally senior.
Right. And would you say, based off of just your experience, is it more common that senior horses, because of like teeth loss or, you know, issues with their teeth or what have you, that they tend to be more often underweight than overweight?
Oh, you know, that is also another good one. I think in our minds, we think senior horses, 35, 40, underweight, that's the biggest problem. But I think they're the ones that I get asked about. They're the ones I see because somebody is struggling to try and fix that horse. But I do believe there are a lot of older horses that are just doing fine. And as a nutritionist, I'd never get asked about those questions because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Those horses seem fine, so I don't get asked the question. So as a nutritionist, I should probably answer more questions about how to put weight on a senior horse, but I don't think it necessarily means that most senior horses are underweight.
Right. Well, and I think that just goes to show that and the reason why I'm asking these questions is because I've seen communications between horse owners that are consistently asking about, like, you know, how do I know when my horse is a senior? You know, because like that telltale sign kind of does tend to be when they're having poor dentition, therefore they're underweight, they're losing weight. And so that they're just making those connections, right? And if you have a horse that is maybe not necessarily, I guess, could be overweight or just doing just fine, they think that they need to do something. They're like, what is my horse a senior? How do I know? Because they're not seeing those underweight issues.
And it's not an age. It is, for me, when you start to see that your horse, the food that you were feeding and the diet that you have fed day in, day out, year after year, and it's always been perfect, is now no longer working. You might start to see your horse quid or drop balls of hay on the ground because they're no longer able to chew it. When your person comes to do dental work, oh, your horse is starting to lose some mm-hmm. teeth, got a bit of uneven wear or lack of teeth. They're not able to chew properly. It could be 15, it could be 40, it could be 20. So there's not really an age, but they are some of the outward signs. Not maintaining weight on the food you've always fed, and that telltale, like, dropping balls of hay when you're feeding them the long stem hay, they are signs that we might need to evaluate this horse and feed it differently.
Right. And, you know, it's just like some of those people you see, there might be an 80-year-old out there running a marathon. Not many of them do it, but sometimes they do. Like, mm-hmm. so. Mm-hmm.
Just this morning, I chatted with a lady who has an older horse that trail rides with her regularly and is doing really well. Unfortunately, had developed EPM, and so that was why she was calling me, talking about kind of supplements and feeding for a horse that's going through the therapies to fix EPM. But I just asked her, how old is your horse? Thinking, she might say it's like 15, 16. It was 29 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's still like doing the job that is asked of it, and trail riding.
Loves it,
and
I'm sure. Having fun. Yeah. So awesome. Okay, so then what would you say is the forage type that you would recommend for underweight senior horses?
Okay, so if I evaluate and say, okay, it's an underweight senior horse that has good teeth, it's going to be what I would feed any underweight horse, and I will lean towards alfalfa because it's much higher in calories than our other forage choices. And that would be long stem. If it is an underweight horse with poor dentition, so it's not able to chew properly, then I'm still going to go with alfalfa as the variety, but now I'm going to look for pelleted or cube type forages that I can wet, make a mash out of, and not put so much stress on their mouth and their ability to chew.
Okay, excellent. And you mentioned this just a couple minutes ago, but what is quidding and what horses do this?
That's a good one. And this can happen. I mean, it doesn't have to always be a senior horse, but it's a horse that has uneven dental wear, poor teeth, lost teeth. And when they chew the hay, they're not. So that bottom jaw works in a circular motion and it grinds across the top teeth, and the hay is stuck in there, and they grind that hay up into particles, and then they can swallow it, smaller particles, and they can swallow it. Well, if the teeth aren't aligning properly, there's uneven wear, or we're missing teeth and we're not able to grind that food, we end up with these kind of balled up knots of wet hay on the ground, usually right under where they've been eating. And we call those quids, and that's quidding when a horse does that, when they're not able to chew. So that's the first sign that, oh, we need to evaluate. And if your horse is 10 and is quidding, you need to get your dentist out and evaluate their teeth.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, like you said, it's not just senior horses, although it's common with senior horses who probably have poor dentition. But yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Horses. We appreciate you spending part of your day with us and learning more about feeding your senior horses.
Hey, always a big shout out and a thanks to Katie and all our friends at Stanley Western Premium Forage for bringing such good information to us, Dawn.
You know, Ron and Ernie, they are just an amazing company, and we're thrilled to get to bring you guys the Beyond the Barn segments. We're looking forward to more of them from Stanley Forage, and Katie does just such a great job.
Hey, folks, we've still got a lot of show and a lot of great show left. This is Better Horses Radio. Stay with us. Hey, we're back. This is Better Horses Radio. I'm Ron McDaniel.
And I'm Dawn Dawson, and this next segment is brought to you by Merck Animal Health. They've got a couple products that we love to talk about. That's Safeguard and Panicure Wormers. Both are very, very effective wormers and will take care of your horses. They also have a full line of vaccines that you can talk to your local vet about. The Prestige vaccine line, they're pretty important this time of year to be checking that out and making sure you're getting the right one. So go to MerckAnimalHealth.com and you can read all about all three products. So, hey, Ron, we've got a great guest coming up, don't we?
We do. We've gotten to talk to him once before, and we just had to have him back. And I think we've got some more interesting things to talk about. And we're talking about Marcelo Guzman. Marcelo, are you with us?
Hey, yes, sir. My pleasure to be joining you once again. Thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely. Well, I saw the article in Western Horseman, and I'm like, this is so cool. We talked to you about your AD accreditation with Al Dunning the last time we had you on, but we never talked about the Chilean horse that I recall. And this is a cool story. You brought one with you from Chile when you came to America, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I brought Little Rockstar. I was working in England back in the day at Oakridge Quarter Horses with Lee Rooter, who was a multi-British champion on the reining. And I got called by the Breeders' Federation to go back to Chile and start selecting Chilean horses to go to the World Equestrian Games back in 2018. And from all the group of horses that we selected, Little Rockstar was by far the best one. He was lightly started under the saddle. That's what I like him a lot. But he always showed a big heart, a huge stop. He always wanted to stop, very trainable, very well-minded. And I said, okay, this horse is going to be good. We score, and we still hold the national record in reining in Chile. And this horse was my passport to the United States to get my visa. We made it to the number one in the world rankings on the FEI with him. And that horse being my career maker for sure. I love him. He's my pet still at home. And a lot of stories I can tell you about him.
But what I thought it was cool, and they're a beautiful horse that they actually resemble our quarter horses quite a bit here in the United States, but I'm sure there's a lot of differences. Can you tell us what they are?
Well, I would like to start with the good part of it. I think they have a lot of things in similar, especially the cow sense, the trainability, the good mind. But they also have some extra stuff that I think is pretty fancy from them, because they have huge manes, big tails, big forelock. Their skin is very thick, good bone. They're very rustic horses. They got a lot of easy of birth, like the mares get pregnant really easy and they can pop out those babies like straight away. They're really easy keepers, which is something rare nowadays, I think. Like you feed them a little bit and you need to be careful when you feed them, because they get fat pretty easy. And they're amazing animals. They're very family oriented type of horse. They have very special personalities. And as you said, they have a lot of things in common with the quarter horse. And that's what we thought, that bringing them to America would be like a game changer. And maybe we could help the quarter horse to decrease the percentage of inbreeding at some point by adding new lines that are cow bred. And they're being selected for something very, very similar to what we do here with the quarter horses.
So, Marcelo, I think you may have just answered one of my questions. And that would have been, so most folks who are breeding to Little Rockstar, they're breeding quarter horses?
Well, right now, I haven't promoted them a lot yet. Because I'm too focused in training, to be honest. I'm bringing more Chilean horses to the shows. I got a lot of Chilean horses I'm getting ready to show. And mainly the people in Chile is bringing them. I just shipped a full tank of semen down to Chile. We're going to start producing Little Rockstar that's been selected and has the confirmation, the mind and everything that we want on a good horse on better mares. And we're doing a big, big work in selecting and producing horses back in Chile. And I'm still waiting for people that want semen out of them. We got in Scottsdale Reproduction Center, we got a bunch of doses of semen available, frozen semen. And the studies here in the USA, if somebody needs some fresh semen, like free semen, we can send it too. So far, we're waiting for people to give us a call and start producing, because I got really, really good feeling. He's producing really, really nice colts.
Oh, is there a registry for the Chilean horse?
Yes, it is. Actually, there's a registry called the American Horse Registry that can register the Chilean horses, the purebred Chilean horses, and they also register the half Chileans that they called Ariador. Ariador is the mixture of Chilean horse with a paint horse or a quarter horse. And that breed, I think, has a lot of hybrid vigor. It gets the best of both breeds. And so far, the horses that have been produced by my friend Matthew and Kendall Fenn in Dewey, all those Ariadors have been really, really good on local shows. They're still going to 4-H and stuff like that. They're not very famous, but they're doing really good. They're very trainable, good-minded, fast, easy keepers, and people just love them.
Cool. So you're located out in Wickenburg, right?
Oh, yeah, in the roping capital of the world.
Well, we had talked before we went on the air, and you're spending a lot of time training reiners. You've also trained jumpers, but you mentioned you're also working some working cow horses right now. And there you are in the roping capital of the world. Have you done any roping off of the purebred Chilean horse?
Well, when I came here, my biggest goal was always to do cow horse, because what I do in Chile, and I was a big time rider, trainer, and showman over there, and I made all my goals in the Chilean rodeos. That's very similar to working cow horse. But when I came to America, Al Dunning said to me, you better be really good on the reining before you go to that cow horse deal. I'm like, okay. And then he said, okay, you're ready, go for it. And we've been doing pretty good with Chilean horses, actually. And yes, I did take Little Roxer to a roping the other day just for fun. It was my very first time on a roping. We went to a jackpot at Simpson's Ranch in Wickenburg, and we made it to the short round. We made it to the final, and I missed the last cow. I got the head and one leg, which is an illegal catch, of course, and I lost 1,500. I mean, I could have made 1,500 on that roping, and then I'm like, now I know what roping is so addictive.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Welcome to the club. So tell us a little bit more about Little Rockstar. How tall? What's Little Rockstar weigh?
Well, he's around 14'2". He's a very, very thick boned horse. He's fast. I think one of the things I like about Little Rockstar, he's fast. Like, speed is something he loves. And he's got one of the biggest stops, I think, you can find on a horse. That horse can slide so long, and he's so mobile on the front. Like, he pedals all the way through. He's a very friendly horse. He's a stud. You can tie him next to a mare, next to another stud. He's very gentle, and he's a pet. You know, he's a stud, but he's a pet at the same time. He's not very loud or anything like that. You never hear him whinnying. He's playful. He's just a gentleman. Even when we take him to the mares, you can take him with a holster. You don't need to do anything. He'll just jump on him, get off of him, give him a kiss, and go away. You know, he's just very, very calm.
Cool. I like the fact that they're easy keepers, because, you know, that is something that we struggle with in some of the quarter horse bloodlines, is keeping weight on them when we're using them on a daily basis.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, all these horses that we train, I love quarter horses. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm the Chilean horse man, but I love quarter horses. They're great animals. They're always willing to serve you, you know. But that's the thing. Like, sometimes it's hard to keep them. They tend to colic a lot, and you need to be very careful what you feed them. The good thing about the Chilean horses, you feed them alfalfa, and that's it. And you fill them a little bit, or you can just feed them just whatever hay you got, and they will eat it all. And they're not picky, and they just get fat on anything, you know. I had to quit grain on mine, because I felt that grain plus I was giving some teff hay and alfalfa was plenty. They were getting fat just on hay. So I'm like, okay, I better not give them more grain. And they muscled up really easy with just hay, you know, and that for sure helps, especially when you're breeding horses. You just keep your mares on hay, and they're fat and happy and producing a lot of milk, and big babies, you know, and that's the thing that has helped me save a lot of money, because nowadays it's really hard to finance, you know, a breeding program.
You know, Don, I've got a lot in common with the purebred Chilean horse. I've often been referred to as an easy keeper, and I like to have fun. I'll eat just about anything. And, you know, I'm listening, and really all a guy needs is a Chilean horse and some Stanley Western Premium Forage, and he can go all over the country.
For sure.
I think that's true.
Like, how'd you like that plug there, Don?
That was a good one, Ron.
So, Marcella, if you would, talk to us very briefly. We've got like a minute and a half left. And tell our listeners where they would find out more about you, how they would contact you, whether that would be to find out more about your horses or about training. How would they get that information?
Okay, well, you can find more information about us at www.mghorses.com, like Marcelo Guzman, mghorses.com. You can join us on social media, Instagram and Facebook at Marcelo Guzman R, MarceloGuz. Okay, I got lost in that part. Marcelo Guzman R at all the social media. And yeah, we train cow horses, we train jumpers as well. And of course the reining is where we come from. We keep doing reining as well. And we're happy to have everybody here, everybody just come and visit us. We got a nice place in Wickenburg, Arizona, with everything needed to train, world class. So we'll be waiting for everybody to come and join us, or especially in our cow horse program that we're trying to make it grow.
Well, I want everybody to make sure that they go look at the full article in the Western Horseman, the June 2022 issue. It's a great article, Marcelo. It was very enjoyable to read. Loved hearing about the comparison of rodeo in Chile versus rodeo here and the different aspects of your life. It's, you know, you haven't been here that long in the United States and doing great. We are so honored to have you part of our show.
Thank you very much. God has been good with us. He has blessed us. I guess he takes care of his children when they work hard, you know. And thanks a lot for this opportunity to be on your show once again. I'll be happy to help you whenever else you want me to. And, well, keep up the good work. I enjoy listening to your show.
It's always good to catch up with you, and we'll look forward to having you back soon. So thank you again, Marcelo.
Thank you very much, guys.
Have a good one. We'll let you get back to work.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, you've been listening to Marcella Guzman. This is Better Horses Radio. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
No matter what discipline of riding you do, training, showing, and everyday stress is hard on your horse's legs. Dekra Veterinary Products is a leading lameness company that brought you OsFos. OsFos is a clodronate injection and intramuscular bisphosphonate to help control the clinical signs of navicular syndrome in horses 4 years and older. Ask your veterinarian if OsFos is right for your horse. Dekra Veterinary Products is a proud sponsor of The American.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dylan Luter, a specialist in equine performance medicine at the Kansas State University Veterinary Health Center. Our new service focuses on lameness diagnosis, advanced imaging, physical therapy, and regenerative medicine for horses with injuries preventing them from performing at their best. We can treat a variety of conditions and design a customized rehabilitation plan to meet the needs of each client and their horse. Visit us at ksvhc.org, the Veterinary Health Center, to discover, to teach, to heal.
John Deere is known for quality equipment. This quality has created a perception that John Deere is more expensive than other brands. But high quality doesn't mean high price. The truth from buyers in our area is customers who have purchased a John Deere compact utility tractor saved more than $2,000 when buying from Heritage Tractor. Dare to compare us before buying. You and your wallet will be surprised. Nothing runs as long as a Deere, and we'll prove it with our exclusive 10-year warranty. Visit heritagetractor.com/compare to learn more.
It's time to fall into forage and save. Stanley Premium Western Forage is offering one of the biggest promotions of the year. Buy any three Stanley products and get $5 off. Stanley Premium Western Forage offers the highest quality premium forage from the western United States. During the summer months, Stanley's farm employees carefully nurture and harvest their fields to make sure the forage meets their product specifications and exceed your quality standards. Winter is coming. Get prepared now with the help of Stanley Premium Forage. Visit stanleyforage.com/coupons to download your coupon now.
Stay cooler this summer by entering Merck Animal Health Sizzling Summer Sweepstakes for a chance to win an Arctic Summer Cooler. This soft pack cooler from Arctic is lightweight and durable. Take it anywhere, from a camping trip to the horse show. The cooler is leak proof and insulated to keep your drinks cold for up to 24 hours. Enter before August 31st, 2022 by going to merck-animal-health-equine.com/summer-sweepstakes. Again, that's merck-animal-health-equine.com/summer-sweepstakes.
We're here for the hardworking, the resilient. We're for the people who measure their days by what needs to get done, not by hours. Where kids learn responsibility at a young age and generations work side by side. Where work doesn't pause for holidays or bad weather. It just gets harder. Where value and hard work means more than the clothes you wear. We're Kleinschmidt's Western Store, Higginsville, Missouri.
It's time to go with United Mosquito and Fly Control's premier fly system for fly control in your barn, providing relief for horses from the stress of fighting flies, and also makes a barn more pleasant for everyone in the barn. Easy, effective, and safe. With United Mosquito and Fly Control, we provide a full service. You as the barn owner don't have to do anything. We go everywhere and take care of everything with our friendly, fast service. Call today at 913-558-3814 or email Paul at unitedmosquito.com.
If you're passionate about the environment and your horse's bedding, we urge you to look into WRG Eco Shred Bedding. Made from clean, recycled corrugated cardboard, Eco Shred provides absorbent, biodegradable animal bedding, vacuumed out so it's dust-free and highly absorbent. Eco Shred Bedding is made from recycled materials, perfect for horses and small animals. Save the environment and order the finest bedding for your barn. Go to NebraskaWRG.org or call Heartland Horse Products at 620-637-2455.
Hey, we're back. This is Better Horses Radio. I'm Ron McDaniel.
And I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Dawn Dawson. And our next segment is brought to you by Stanley Premium Western Forage. Go to stanleyforage.com, see all the products. You can see them in your local feed stores or your big box stores. They are everywhere. Alfalfa, all different types of products of hay. Straw, if you just need straw for your chickens or your rabbits or whatever, they have it, and good quality products. So check it out, stanleyforage.com.
Hey, it's been a great time today, guys, with our show, don't you think?
It has been, and then we're not done yet.
No, we've still got more. Dawn, if our listeners remember, we had Mike Kebble a few shows back, and just as we were wrapping up his interview, you guys were talking about something that we found fascinating, and you went out and found the video that Mike was talking about, and the sound quality was so good that we're going to play that, but kind of set that up for us, Dawn.
Well, Mike does videos for different websites and YouTube channels, and we got this video from him, and I was so interested in the swirl deal, and because it's something I've kind of read about over the years and the history of it and old timers, what they say and believe in it. And Mike does a great job explaining that to everybody. So we want you to hear this little video clip, sound clip now that he did.
Have you ever wondered about these cowlicks on a horse's face? There's been some pretty good horsemen that say that this is a good indication of how this horse is going to ride. Now, they got some over here on their neck, too, and they can be down low like this or up high. They'll have one on each side, and one could be high or one could be low. And the saying is, the closer to the ear, the better the horse. And I found this to be true, and I found it to be false. But the one on the face, what they're wanting to see is it right here in between the eyes, right in the middle. I don't mind if it's just a little bit higher at the top of the eye, but they're wanting to see it right in the middle. And if it's higher, The horse has a tendency to be a little more overreactive, a little more excitable. So too high, you're going to have problems. And if it's too low, down below the eyes, well, let me explain it this way. Burros and mules have theirs halfway down the face down here. So if your horse has got one that's lower, could be that he might have some tendencies of a mule. But that's not a bad thing. It's just different. Now, they can also have two or a double one in the face. And what they've told me is that the further apart those are, the more problem you're going to have. And they can also have one that's elongated. And when I've asked them guys about that one, they just look at me and make this face. Now, they didn't actually say so, but I kind of think that means no bueno. So, do they mean something or not? Recently, at Colorado State University at Fort Collins, they did some research there, and I read a paper on it. And it was called Behavioral Laterality and Facial Hair Whirl in Horses. And basically what they did is they brought a horse into a big open pen, had him eat out of a bucket, and they turned him loose. And then somebody in front of him, when he was looking, would open up an umbrella and scare him. Now, among other information, what they did is they took note of which way he left out of there and which direction this facial hair whirled. Was it clockwise or counterclockwise? And what they found out is the majority of the horses whose colic turned clockwise, those horses left to the right. And the ones that were counterclockwise, those horses went left. So the direction of that whirl is an indication of behavior, according to their research. And according to the research for the guys that I know, where it's placed is an indication of behavior for them. So you think if one's true, the other must be. So is an old wives' tale or not? I don't know. You tell me. But keep this in mind. I've seen horses that had a whirl in a good place, and the riders didn't get along with them at all. And I've seen horses that had a whirl in a bad place, and not only did the rider get along with them, they loved the horse. A horse has lots of indicators all over his body. And a good horseman can look at them and look at all of them and tell if this horse is going to have a good or a bad disposition. But you might have one bad indicator and you might have 10 good ones. So you got to take it all with a grain of salt. Besides that, you might want to have your own head analyzed and take a look at it. You know, some of us might be in trouble ourselves. I'm just saying. I think that's why I wear a hat, so people can't see what a bad colic I got.
Hey, Don, thanks for digging that up for us and playing that. Boy, he is such a philosophical guy, and yet he puts science together with things. He's an interesting guy, great trainer. Thanks for digging that up for us, Don.
He is interesting. Ernie's the reason that we even have him on the show, because he's known him for such a long time. And we're going to get Mike on more often because he's got some cool topics to talk about, let alone his horse training.
He's humble, and it's amazing who he's trained horses for. I mean, some of the best ones, but it's really neat to see how he gets into the mind of the horse.
Yes, he does. So. Hey, Ernie, we want to make sure that everybody goes to our website, betterhorses.com. Check it out. There's a calendar on there. You can put your event whenever you have something going on. It's free, so take advantage of that. You can go and listen to our previous radio shows. You can see the TV shows on there, and you can get signed up for the newspaper and the online or email newsletter as well.
And the online, we're working on that. It went from 20,000 distributed at a time to, if you get on it now, you're part of 50,000 getting it. So it's a tremendous deal, covers all the Midwest down there. And contact me, Ernie, at betterhorsesradio.com if you're interested in advertising, and we'd love to work with you.
I'm going to contact you right now because I think I was taken off the list.
Well, we'll get that straightened out.
We need to fix that. So
I will.
Hey, Ernie, it's that time.
I hate that. Every week, I want you all to be good buckaroos and buckarettes. Mind your moms and dads and be brave out there. Don't take any chances out there, and find that person next to you, know and love, and give them a hug and tell them you love them. And got a lot of neat people. I'm talking about Connie and Brent and Nick and Luke. And be safe over there, Luke. And also, let's not forget Greg Brenneman and Debbie. How about you, Ron? You got anybody?
Hey, just a shout out to a young man that probably won't hear this for a long time, and that's my littlest cowboy here at the house, Cade.
Jeff, JD, Carmen, Justin, Hattie, you guys be good.
Until next week, I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ron McDaniel.
And I'm Dawn Dawson.
Happy trails.
And be sure to ride for the brand.